Tolleson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Ken Opplinger.
Here.
Clark Cotner.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here. Next item on the agenda is recognition awards. There are none. Next item is audience participation. No one has signed up to speak this evening. However, anyone who is interested in making a few remarks should come forward. And then we'll go on to written communications. Jerry, what written communications do we have?
We have a letter and a binder full of support messages. The letter's dated August of 2012 from Gateway Pacific Terminal.
Next item is commission, committee, and board reports. Clark, do we have any from the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee?
We had a meeting last week, and we had Kevin
Hess,
and
the rest of it. How about the Northwest Economic Council, Ken?
NWC has not met since our last council meeting. It would be at the end of this month.
Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee.
BTAC met since our last meeting. We reviewed the information that you're going to be getting here shortly as far as our recommendations for funding out of the BTAC fund. And also reviewed our work plan for the year.
The RED will be running.
Senior Center Liaison Dennis.
Just a report on the community meal line. They served 51 people last Wednesday. So.
Okay, Planning Commission, Michael Jones.
No report for the Planning Commission, sir, and no report for the Department of Cemetery Board.
Chief Allen. Law and Justice Council, sir.
No meeting, no report.
Thank you, sir. Small Cities Caucus, Gary Townsend, will be on there.
There's a meeting. Meeting for this month has been moved back from a week from the 18th to the 25th so that the mayor of what's that little town? Can go hunting. So, Bob, I go hunting.
Okay, and one, Washington Council of Governments has a meeting, I believe, on September the 19th. Okay, the next item on the agenda, city manager and staff reports.
Okay, we do have a few reports this evening, and we'll start out with Raven and Public Works. I'm used to looking at
it. It's just a little weird.
Well, I thought, God, something became unhitched.
A few things to update you on this evening. First, as you're probably aware, we started excavation and demolition work on the Marine Drive project this week, and the contractors moved a lot of dirt. They actually had to go a little bit deep on the south side. They encountered some pilings that don't make a very good subgrade for a road. So we dug all those out, and when I left there this afternoon, they were bringing it back up to grade and getting it open for the evening. H Street project's going really well. The contractor was able to hold off the demolition on the north side just long enough to let us get our move to the new building done, so we're very appreciative of that. So they are started demolition on the north side of the street this week, and we'll start seeing formwork and stuff for irrigation and street trees coming up shortly. At the same time, on the south side, they'll begin laying pavers, and that'll start looking a lot more finished, at least the sidewalk will. Some good news to report on the Peace Portal project. Kind of indicated to you a couple of meetings ago that we were going to be doing some restoration work to help with the seating that didn't take really well. And we did that along the Seascape condos. Thanks to Patty Bryant with the Blaine School District Transition Program, we had a team of student volunteers last week pulling weeds. Our public works crews are going to do some watering in the hopes to get the seed to establish. And all of this volunteer work and attention has convinced the contractor that he does have the responsibility to reseed the site. And so we're looking forward to that. So by next spring, it'll be looking much improved. Another kind of happy news to report is Public Works in Blaine is going to be featured in this Energy and Infrastructure magazine in their fall-winter issue. I've had a preliminary interview with them. We're gathering some data for them. We're going to have a more depth final interview here in the next little while, but if you're interested in the type of article that that they published, let me know, and I can turn you on to articles that they did for the Trinity River Authority in Texas and the city of Davenport, Iowa. So why we got selected and all of that, I think it has a lot to do with the kind of partnerships that Blaine forms and with other jurisdictions, with our contracting community, our consultant community, and that was something that was very interesting and attractive to them. Just to follow up on our last meeting, you asked me about vegetation on I-5 south of the border crossing. We've notified WashDOT of that. They indicate that it sounds like that's actually a federal requirement, so I'm sure they're taking that through their channels. Mowing on 14th Street on the east side north of 8th Street will take place this week. Public Works crews have been pretty inundated with steps to get the City Hall in this building, so we were not able to get that done before today. And then there was a question regarding the Wilson Engineering bill and when was the final bill, and that is actually on your approval of the invoices today, would be to pay off the final payment on Wilson for that engineering report, and that was under budget.
All right, let's move on then to Chief Hassel.
No reports.
Okay. Community development, Michael?
I do have an update for New City Hall, and I kind of wanted to give you a bit of a rundown on where we are with the project as far as what's been contracted and then a few other things that are outstanding. I have a long list of what I've kind of come to think of as a honey-do list. And those mostly are things that are not included in the project, but are probably things that we're going to want to do. I'm going to just mention a couple of those tonight. But the during the budgeting process, we'll bring forward a longer list of those items, and you'll probably want to take a look at that and prioritize some of those things and determine, you know, what's going to get done next year, what's going to get done in the future. But tonight I'm just going to highlight a couple of items. But you know what, Gary and the mayor gave a really long list of thank yous, and I would just like to take a moment to say ditto, because there were a lot of people involved in the project, and it was a tremendous effort, and I had a lot of great support. In particular, I'd like to thank the guys from the Public Works crew who did a lot moving stuff. It was a really big effort, and they had it happen really quickly, and it is not at all close to their normal work, but basically everyone did it with a smile on their face. We got in, we got the job done, and it was a hugely appreciated. But regarding where we are, basically with the contractor closeout, some of the primary items that we have left to do are touch-up painting pretty much throughout the third and fourth floor.
Keep in mind that we did not contract for them to repaint the entire building. They're only painting where they're working. So you may look at it in 2 weeks and go, boy, this really needs to be painted. And you're right, but that wasn't part of the project. Tiling the detention room still needs to be done. Carpeting in the elevator is part of the project, which needs to be completed. The audio visual here looks fantastic, but it's not operating quite yet. We should have that ready tomorrow, I think. Another item that you'll see making some difference is some frosted glass being installed in the reception area on the third floor over the next week or so to create a little bit more privacy and screen some of those areas for sound. Other items that you might be curious about is the new furniture for this room. This is not the new furniture. It should be here in about 2 weeks. Delivery time was a little longer than expected. So those are rental tables that you're sitting at, and this is our old furniture that we have here. Outside signs on the lighted box sign out front. The signs will probably be going back up tomorrow for our tenants. It's been painted, the box, and then we'll have delivery of our sign panels later this week. The building directory sign in the first floor should be installed tomorrow and maybe Wednesday, but that'll also have information on all of the tenants and where we are on the third and fourth floor. And then eventually we're looking at a mural or a sign or some kind of an entry feature when you walk off the elevator here on the fourth floor. That concept is still kind of in development, so it's going to be a little ways out, but we do plan on something besides a blank white wall when you walk out of here. So those are kind of the things that were included in what you budgeted for and what we're doing. But there are some other items that are really important that I wanted to draw your attention to. As I mentioned, there's a long list. But just a couple that are kind of key right now. The front door of this building does not have an automatic opener, so there's not easy ADA access. We didn't make any changes to the front door, so law doesn't require changing it, but I think it's important for us to do that. That is something you'll want to consider. And Raven is working with some of her staff to looking to see if that's an internal project or if it's something we need to contract for. Although we have these two fantastic screens here, we do realize sometimes we may have a really big crowd and we would like to project behind you. We're all set up to do that, except we don't have the projector in the screen. We took that out of the project because of cost items. You may want to include that fairly soon. It could be important. A nice part about that is if you're using the room for something other than a council meeting and you want to have everyone's attention focused towards the front, that gives you the ability to do that. Some cabinetry in this room is important, particularly to court, because they make a lot of copies and do other things, and there was a plan to put a counter back near the cake table there, and so that may be something that's kind of on the short list. And then, as we've talked about many times, a sign out front that says Lane City Hall, flag poles, and that sort of thing, something definitely I think would be on the short list. There's quite a few other items we'll bring forward to you at the time that we start going through the budgeting, but I thought I'd bring those to your attention and you can start maybe giving some of those some thought. And I'm happy to answer any questions about the remodel if you have any.
That's
good.
Great job.
Thank you. That's it then.
One question.
Yes, Clark, sorry. That is coming. They ran into some difficulties with that. It at least will be ready for the next council meeting in the stage area in a larger loop.
Did you hear his answer?
Next time.
He probably has some sign language for you.
He does.
Okay. Jeff, no report. Sherry?
No report.
And I don't have anything to report this evening. So that's what
I went to do today.
I went to Debbie Harper. Some of us were at her wedding this past weekend. She she and Terry Goblin are married, and Debbie is off for the next 2 weeks. They're honeymoon. I don't know what they're doing for their honeymoon, but whatever it is, it's taking 2 weeks to do it. So it was a lot of fun, and she was absolutely beautiful. Okay. You have your calendars. And if there are no other questions, we can move on.
Okay. Next item is a public hearing, and I believe there is none. Consent agenda. And we have on the consent agenda approval of payables of $147,147.78. Approval of payroll in the amount of $453,665.56. And approval of August 27, 2012, City Council minutes.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0. There are no council action items. Unfinished business. I have one item that I would just like to discuss with the council if I might. Mr. Putner has been meeting with a number of the local business people, and as well, I understand Clark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, been meeting with Michael Jones and Gary Thompson. And a couple of the items that have been discussed is a rezoning of the downtown core area and streamlining on the permitting process. And I was going to suggest that council form a subcommittee maybe to take the opportunity to discuss with Michael and Gary what the prospects might be of us pursuing either of those items and see if we can make a determination as to what steps, if any, need to be taken. And I was thinking that perhaps that if we were going to go ahead with either of those items, that we'd consider it in our budget process. And I would suggest that perhaps Ken will be involved in this a little bit. The own subcommittee. Anyone else is interested in flying? Yeah, Bonnie, if you would like to be on it, that's fine with me. I think that would be great. Clark is going to be with you.
Absolutely.
Ken? Okay.
Yeah, in all fairness to Michael, Michael's on vacation and good.
Is that okay with you, Gary?
Sure.
I think it would be good to kick these ideas around there. And, yeah, that was the only problem is we have four people in the council.
What happened to the meeting? Go down, so
yeah, we all have, we just can't have four members of the subcommittee, otherwise,
so no, if we get it on a night. For council for a little while.
Do as a committee of the whole.
Yeah,
committee of the whole. Yes. Very good. Andy, would you be willing to do that?
What's that?
Just to have a meeting prior to council meeting.
As a committee of the whole.
As a committee of the whole.
The whole council will be the committee of
the whole. And a council member chose not to participate.
Well, that's not going to work for the
well, we're there. I mean,
yeah, they're there.
We're already, I mean, we're there anyway.
Okay.
This is going to be a committee of a whole, so
yeah. I'm going to reset that up from here for either the next meeting or the next meeting. And maybe create an agenda to discuss the items.
Does that make sense for the regular council? Paul, are you comfortable with that? Or is Charlie comfortable with that?
It's such a significant issue. I think all of us should be.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think it might realistically be the first meeting in October.
Okay.
So if you have some time to prepare.
The first meeting to make sense of.
Yeah.
From the time.
Yeah, there's no question.
Okay. If there is any other unfinished business.